And let's turn now to Texas, where cases of COVID-19 have swelled 34% over the last week, with 7,000 people hospitalized heading into the 4th of July weekend. In a sudden change of policy last night, Governor Greg Abbott is now mandating masks in most public spaces, including restaurants, which are still allowed to operate at 50% capacity. But with all the rule changes and risk, some restaurant owners say it's just not worth it. Bill Loveday is one of them. He owns Beccaro Kitchen and Wine Bar in Houston. Bill, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Peter.
You and so many other business owners have been on a wild ride these last few months. How are you doing, first of all?
Well, right now we're shut down, so we could be doing better. It's been very, very tough. We, on March 16th, we were given the mandate to shut down inside operations. And we went to takeaway and home delivery only. Now, we're an operation that's kind of small, bistro wine bar, semi-formal, carpeting, white tablecloth, Riedel crystal. We maybe did 3 or 4 takeaway orders a week. And so we had to quickly pivot and create a new sense of operations. And then on May 1st, the governor allowed restaurants to open for inside dining at 25% capacity. We chose not to. We thought it was too early. Then on May 22nd, he increased the allowance to 50%. We still thought it was too early for the health and wellness of our employees and the fact that we're losing money anyway. So we thought the best thing and the ethical decision was to shut down.
That is a big decision, though, to decide just to close up operations. What's the financial status of your business? I know you got a PPP loan, a paycheck protection loan. Has that helped you out?
Well, okay, so when we first went to takeaway, we went down to probably about 30% of our normal revenues. And we were keeping our head above water. You know, quite frankly, we were just keeping people employed. And, we wanted, like my chef, he's the sole earner for his family. We furloughed a couple of people, but in general, we, kept a tight staff, including my kids and myself, and we were doing takeaway 7 days a week. Now, when the governor then allowed restaurants to open for inside dining and we chose not to, we saw a big decline in our takeaway numbers, but we did have the PPP loan. And as of this week, we've spent the last of that loan.
The Restaurant Association of Texas says it thinks up to 30% of restaurants in the state will close for good. Do you think you might be among them?
Probably. At this stage, I'm very pessimistic. Quite frankly, I think the best course of action for us would have been that everyone, the entire state required all restaurants to stay on takeaway only for another month, like we did, staying closed, and then nip this spread or potential surge in the bud and then start to slowly open. We felt that with the help of the PPP loan, we could probably weather the storm. Now, when we closed down 2 weeks ago or on the 22nd, there were 5,000 new cases a day in Texas. Now we're at 8,000 every day. I don't see any light at the end of the tunnel right now. And that's just the pessimism. And this coming Monday was our date to really decide whether we were going to reopen or not. I don't see how we could do it right now.
Bill Loveday is owner of the Beccaro Kitchen and Wine Bar in Houston. Not open right now as cases of COVID-19 surge across Texas. Bill, thank you, and best of luck to you.
All right. Thank you very much, Peter.